Occupational Hazard. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Last week, a story about several former professional football players, including a Michigan State standout, caught my eye. Joe DeLaMalure was one of several football players still alive diagnosed with chronic traumatic encephalopathy, a brain condition brought on by too many blows to the head over a lifetime on the gridiron. It breaks your heart to see a player that you grew up watching as a collegiate and then as a professional, one of the really good guys out there, face the realities of injuries incurred from a game they loved and played. It further hurts the reputation of a game already tarnished terribly by its professional level for sweeping its concussion issues under the rug for so long. And last week's news put another scare wave into today's parents who will use it to prevent their kids from playing it at the high school and youth levels. But if you put this in its proper perspective, those fears of playing at least the high school game are misplaced. What Joe DeLaMalure, Tony Dorsett, and others are encountering is the result of a career where they played the equivalent of an additional 20 seasons of high school football as collegians and professionals. That's upwards of 180 to 200 games on its most violent platform. They've unfortunately encountered an occupational hazard, the likes we've heard about from pro players in the past with knee and joint injuries. Now head trauma is all the talk. Folks are comparing that occupational hazard of playing organized contact football for 20 years and more to the game's largest platform of play and its safest. Less than 0.1% of high school players will ever play professionally, and only about 6% play at some level collegiately. Catastrophic injuries are nil in high school football compared to 40 years ago, and there's no collective body of negative data out there about the long-term effects of injuries for those who ended their gridiron careers after their high school playing days. So to say that professional football's problems are applicable to 14 to 17-year-olds who play high school football for 4 years is wrong. Our game has never been safer. Back with more in a moment.
Why do they officiate? Here's what they said.
I officiate because I thoroughly enjoy working with all of the young people.
You know, if I had the chance to do professional or do high school, I'd probably do high school because I like being around the kids. I like joking around with them on the field, and it's just good fun.
You can be a high school referee. Just call or click the MHSAA, a public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
MHSAA tournament coverage cranks up big time in the next 2 weekends. You can continue to watch 4 live football games during the regional and semifinal rounds on the FoxSportsDetroit.com prep zone, and the 8-player football final on November 22nd will be streamed live on that site. That same weekend, you can catch all of the semifinal and final action of the girls volleyball tournament live from Battle Creek on MHSAA.tv on a subscription basis, and the finals of the Lower Peninsula girls swimming and diving finals will also be live on the MHSAA.tv website on a pay basis on November 23rd. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.